This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 120, on location in Duluth for Duluth Superior Pride. TC Pride Podcast, we're on location at Duluth Superior Pride, and I'm here with
Steven Morales. I'm a co-chair for the 2018 season.
Awesome. And tell me a little bit about Duluth Superior Pride.
Well, it's a ever-growing organization. We're striving to be more inclusive of everybody. In the past couple of years, we've added the 2S to our acronym.
That's right. You guys have kind of a unique acronym. Can you tell people a little more about that, please?
Yeah. So it's GLBTAQI2S. GLBT is obviously gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. A lot of people have questions about the AQI2S part. So the A stands for allied in our acronym. It can also stand for asexual. The Q is for questioning. The I is for intersex. And 2S is for two spirits.
Tell me a little bit more about the queer community here up in the Duluth Superior area.
So considering we're up here in the Northwoods of Minnesota, Duluth and Superior are both pretty liberal, welcoming communities. And as you can see, there's people of all ages, all identities. It's a pretty impressive thing, in my opinion.
And what can you tell people about the festival itself today?
So we're here at Bayfront Festival Park. This is our 32nd year. We have vendors from all over the region. We even have people from Canada and Michigan all the way out into North and South Dakota. We gather here on Saturday of Labor Day weekend every year. We have live music. We have drag queen performing. We have 5K this morning that already went down. It's a group effort put on by the committee, and it's always growing. So
one thing we like to talk about in the Twin Cities and in the big kind of metropolitan areas is that, you know, we kind of get spoiled to some degree. We're like almost every night of the week, you know, there's some kind of education, some kind of community thing. There's actually an argument, you know, that, you know, organizations like this in the, I guess this isn't really a rural area, but in the smaller metropolitan areas are almost more important than even like the ones that are in the bigger metropolitan areas, because of the need for those services and because of the need for people to be able to gather together as a community.
Absolutely. For us here, we have actually several smaller organizations that come together for Pride Weekend, and a lot of them are here. We have Trans Plus, which is a newer organization in the area that is reaching out towards the transgender and non-gender conforming, non-binary folks in the area. We also have Prism, who is a new organization as well that kind of has a general meeting ground, neutral place for a lot of individuals, not just in the GLBT community itself, but open to the community and has a nice meeting place. So
it must be really exciting to see so much growth in so many areas in the community up here.
Absolutely. I've been involved with Pride for a couple years now, and just over the past two or three years, I still continue to see new people coming. We have churches here. We have banking franchise.
Just a lot of allied support, it looks like.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, Duluth Superior and the surrounding areas is a pretty welcoming community for what it is.
Thank you so much for your time. I'll let you get back to the festival. Like I see, there's a ton of people here. So thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Eric Zucker. I am on the board of directors for Twin Cities Pride.
And why is Twin Cities Pride here today?
Twin Cities Pride is one of the largest prides in the Midwest, and so we come out and we try and do our best to help support all of these smaller regional prides. It's awesome out here. The weather is phenomenal. There's a great crowd here, and we're just getting underway for the day.
Sister Kimbucha.
Sister Joanne Fabrique.
So all of us are part of a queer order of nuns called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. So, you know, we look a lot like nuns, but, you know, without all the stigmatic guilt, you know, tied to that. So we're all in, you know, white fabulous faces with makeup, nuns' habits, coronets, and full of glitter.
Yeah, so every dollar that we bring in, we give back to the community. We are a certified 501c3 nonprofit. So all of the makeup, all of the dresses, the costumes, all of that, we donate ourselves. We don't take any of the money from the community to do any of this. It's all on our time, and we do it because we want to volunteer, And we love the queer community especially. Most of us are part of the queer community as well. It's just it's a great way to volunteer because who doesn't want to wear a dress and makeup?
Lady of the Lakes is the Facebook page. And then it's lolsisters.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Pride.
Ash Uttermark.
PRISM.
PRISM wants to offer peer support, education, and facilitation of accessible community meetings and social engagement platforms while centering the needs of our diverse LGBTQ plus community. I'm involved in PRISM because it was one of the groups that I could get involved with where I wasn't going to be told, you can't be here because you're not in college. You can't be here because you're not the right age group or anything like that. We welcome anybody from any place or as long as you're like around the Northland and can make it to meetings, like you're welcome to come. Well, actually, this is my first Pride in Duluth, but I think Duluth has a really good LGBTQ community and we need a little bit of help getting a little more off the ground because as you can see, our Pride is a little on the small side. So I think it would be really nice if we could get some more organizations out here and get some more support, more funding.
Yeah, I mean, just looking around, I mean, I see a lot of people that maybe aren't necessarily part of the LGBTQ community. It looks like you have a lot of allied support, a lot of support from businesses in the area. Looks like the community has really supported you.
Yeah, the community has been great. Our mayor is really awesome. I got to meet her the other day at the mayor's reception, and she's really supportive of everything that we try to do. So it was just really nice to see that, like, we have politicians that are good politicians that are behind us. TwinPortsPRISM.Weebly.com, and they can email us at NorthlandPRISM@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for your time. Looks like you got a crowd form, and I'll let you get back to it. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Charlie Johnson. I am with Trans Plus. We're a social support and advocacy group for trans folks in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, and we're really excited to be here today. We've got some cool swag. We've got bracelets and t-shirts, handing out some candy. Having a really good day.
Yeah, before we start recording here, we're talking about these t-shirts. Tell me about these t-shirts.
All right, so we printed the t-shirts last summer, and we're kind of towards the end of them. We've got some bigger sizes, but one of our members made a design for them, and they look really cool. So it's the trans symbol, and then in the middle it says trans, and the it's got the trans colors, so blue, pink, and white. And we actually just got a new logo design, so we're really excited about that. It was done by Blackbird Revolt. So we've got a banner up today that was designed by them, and we're excited to start showing off that new logo.
And you got the wristbands. People always love the wristbands.
Yes, we do. Those are also pink, blue, and white, and it has our website, transplus.org, on it. So we've got a website, transplus.org. We are also on, Instagram as TransPlus Minnesota, and on Facebook as facebook.com/transplusminnesota. Thank you. Happy Pride.
I'm Kate Campbell. This is my husband, Chuck. We attend the Copper Top Church, and we love this event.
Yeah, tell me about the event.
Well, it's a chance for people to get together, Gay Pride, and everybody's here talking, having fun, having a great time, seeing different exhibitors that are very supportive, and it's a great supportive, fun event.
It seems like there's a lot of support for inclusion and diversity up here in Duluth, just from talking to folks today.
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. Yep, there are pockets that are not so supportive, but I think the people that do support outweigh those that don't. I really think so.
Our particular church, the First United Methodist Church, known as the Copper Top up here, has been one of the first reconciling churches north of the Twin Cities, north of Minneapolis-St. Paul. And so as part of a reconciling congregation, we are open to all people, regardless of any diversity, whether it be LGBTQ or any other diversity. We're open to people coming and celebrating and being incorporated as a child of God.
Yeah, you were just actually showing me the back of your t-shirt, which has a phrase on it that's actually really popular in the cities. Can you tell people about it, please?
Oh, I think it says, all are welcome. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I think it's absolutely our motto. Everybody is welcome.
I'm Tal Anderson with HRC, the Human Rights Campaign. Been here for many years, and but with a critical election year, we're up here to support local and state candidates. And I mean, it's a lot of political work on the local, state, and federal levels, and then we do a lot of education pieces in schools about having safe schools and also inclusive workplaces.
You've always got some of the coolest t-shirts at any festival I've ever been to. Tell me about some of the new swag this year.
Yes, we have six tanks and tees just for prides this year. And we have tote bags, and we had pan bags for the first time this year, and they sold out the first day everywhere that we've had them, and we're out again today. So hrc.org/Twin Cities, and you can find all the stuff we're doing in Minnesota.
Pupkey. North Star Kennel Club. The North Star Kennel Club is an organization of human pups that has our pups and our handlers and trainers that we get together for events and just kind of have pup play and cuddle times. And we just it's just part of the community and have fun with puppies. Our website is northstarkennelclub.org.
My name's Kathy Herms. Pronouns are she, her, hers. I am with Lutheran Social Service, and we've got our youth program stuff here today. The main one that's here today is called Together for Youth, which is a social support group for 14 to 20-year-olds who are LGBTQI2A+. And we have a drop-in group that meets every week, 4 to 6 every Wednesday. It's been meeting since 1996. Yeah, the community's been really good in terms of supporting the youth. We get everything from donations of quilts to cash, to crackers and cheese, and very, very specific things that we ask for. And, you know, sociopolitically, it's a time where the kids need as much or more support as ever. And, yeah, we're working on helping caring adults find ways to offer their support in an even bigger way. LSS Together for Youth on Facebook. Link to that and just send us a message, and we'd be happy to just share information or offer a way that you could help us out.
Rebecca Wagoner from Quorum.
And this is Quorum's first time to Duluth Superior Pride.
Yeah, this is amazing. We've met so many new people, and this is just nothing but love up here. I am so excited that we're a part of it.
And what was it that made Quorum finally decide to have a serious presence up here this year?
Because we know that there are people here in Duluth and in this northeastern area who need the same business support that people do in Minneapolis, right? And we just want to make sure that every person, LGBT person in the world, feels supported and heard and gets to go to their job and love it and gets to grow their business and love it, right? And so that means that we actually physically have to bring a presence here because it's too hard to come to Minneapolis, and that's just not a realistic expectation.
Yeah. What kind of feedback are you getting from people today?
Oh, people are loving it. They're like, oh, I didn't know about Quorum, and I'm so glad that you're coming because we're going to start doing quarterly events up here. So yeah, it's amazing.
David Short, University of Minnesota Duluth, UMD. We are creating awareness that we've got a booth here specifically for Pride to help our students and actually potential students and the community know that we're involved as part of the engagement process for our LGBTQA2SI and all the other acronym elements you can get in there community. We have a very giant Jenga piece was surrounded by candy, so of course you have to remove one of the wooden pieces. These are all red and yellow, or I'm sorry, our school colors are burgundy and gold. Jenga pieces made out of 2x4s. So each member that manages to pull a piece out and place it on the top is rewarded with candy. I mean, how can you go wrong with that?
John Wonsersky. Well, this is Creative Juice. That's our company. And I'm here with my wife, Jerry. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of neat stuff. Actually, I put together wine stoppers. I use a lot of rocks.
That's right. You make these, right? You hand make these.
Right. I use a lot of crystals and fossils. And I do what's called aromatics. They're blends of like sage and sweetgrass and things like that. And then I sell sage. I sell copal and palo santo.
Great. Yeah. So something you have here that you didn't have at Twin Cities Pride Festival, at least that I noticed last time, you got some Wisconsin stuff. So we can explain to people kind of where we are. So it's Duluth Superior. So you got some Wisconsin Pride wear today.
Right, right. So we sell Wisconsin t-shirts and Minnesota t-shirts. It's a... the state symbol, the state outline with pride colors, and we sell different kinds like white background, black background, sleeveless, and we hit both states.
And of course, you always got the flags.
Yeah, right. We've got about 30 different kinds of flags.
What's hot this year?
The bi is always hot now, and trans flags are really hot. And some people are selling marijuana leaf ones that are done in the pride colors.
That's right. I've seen those too, yeah.
Yeah. We travel around the Midwest. We go as far as Denver. We've gone out to Kansas City, and we did Kentucky. Yeah.
And if someone's interested in having you guys come to their event, how can they get a hold of you online?
They can get a hold of us at creativejuicewi@gmail.com.
Janet Kennedy. I'm with the Health and All Policies. So Health and All Policies is a grant through Blue Cross Blue Shield. We're looking at policies and how they affect people's lives. Looking through the lens of the social determinants of health and how policies impact more like 80% of your health when we look at the social, the economic, and the environmental impacts of health. And so we understand that policies make a difference in how where people live, their transportation, and that, thus how they thrive. So today at the festival, we're educating people about health and all policies. You know, one of the other things that's really important is to vote and get registered.
That time of year, right?
Yes, it's that time of year. It's always that time of year.
Good point, yeah.
You can always register, and you can always, it's always important to vote because that's how policies are enacted. You know, they're enacted through us making sure that the organizations like the school district, the city, or the county are making policies that work for us, but we have to vote the right people in office as well.
Jeff Gigler, Director of Operations and Outreach at Protect Minnesota. We are a nonprofit education and lobbying group at the Minnesota Legislature trying to get better gun laws for the state of Minnesota. Well, we think that we want to take a public health outlook on gun violence, try to reduce it, just like we tried to reduce car deaths in the 1950s from 50,000 to 30,000 a year. We're going to try to do the same thing with gun deaths and gun violence across the state. Well, today we're passing out literature, of course, information, signing up people who might want to pay attention to what new guns law. We're also giving out free trigger locks to people who need to lock up their guns at home so that grandkids don't mess with them or kids don't play with them and things like that. This trigger lock actually was given to us by Gander Mountain when they went bankrupt. They gave us an entire pallets worth, something like 6,000 trigger locks. So that's why we can give them away free. But basically it goes in the trigger guard of any rifle or shotgun or pistol, and it keeps anybody from pulling the trigger on that weapon. Certainly, they can either find our Facebook page, Protect Minnesota, and sign up there to get updates, or all they can go to our website at protectmn.org to sign up and join or just keep track of what we're doing.
Miranda from Safe Haven Shelter and Resource Center. So we are a local domestic violence shelter and resource center. We serve all survivors of domestic violence. We have a shelter, a 39-bed shelter that's in the east side of Duluth. Annually, we serve around 500 individuals there, and our resource center helps with legal advocacy, support groups, and just general self-sufficiency, and we normally serve about 1,400 individuals.
So I'm going to throw in a little shameless plug for another podcast that I produce, the Domestic Abuse Project podcast, and,
oh, nice.
And on that podcast, we talk about how even if you don't necessarily have domestic abuse like in your actual household, domestic violence actually affects everybody, whether they maybe realize it or not.
Right, correct. Yeah, I think the numbers from the CDC say one in four women and one in seven men will experience domestic violence within their lifetime. Yeah, so we were just giving out general information about our support groups, about our shelter, who we accept. I know there's a lot of questions within the LGBTQ community, who qualifies for our services. So we clarified those questions for individuals. We had a canvas painted by one of our advocates. She outlined it for us with our kind of motto, love shouldn't hurt. And then we had everyone from the community fill it in today. So it's really cool to see everyone come together and make this artwork, and we're going to find a place for it in our shelter.
Yeah, and what would kind of the elevator version be of the answer that you give people about the different inclusion questions that they have?
So our resource center serves all individuals, and our shelter serves individuals who identify as female. Anyone's welcome to call our crisis line, and if they're male identifying, we'll find them another safe place to go, whether that be the male shelter that's in Superior, whether that's a hotel room, but we'll continue to work with that individual. We don't have the privacy in our shelter to have both sexes, but we do serve anyone who's female identifying at our shelter, and at our resource center, we serve all individuals.
So you said you have your crisis line. I guess there's a few ways people can get a hold of you.
Yes. So our crisis line is 218-728-6481. We're 24/7, 365. Someone will always answer, whether it's 2 in the morning, 7 a.m. We always have advocates up and ready to talk to people.
Alex Campanini. This is my dog, Loki. Well, Loki is wearing a bandana. It's a rainbow bandana, and it says, I've got two dads.
And where'd you guys find that?
You know, actually, I don't know. My husband found it on Amazon, probably. It is an absolute blast. There's so many people having such a great time. So many dogs, which, as you can tell, I'm a dog lover. And you know what? We always seem to get beautiful weather. It's almost as like the universe is on our side. Thank you very much.
Serena Moda-Kelverson. And Becky Nelson. We're with a Feminist Action Collective out of the Twin Ports, Duluth and Superior. The Feminist Action Collective is an activist group in support of feminist goals, demanding equality for all members of our community and working to dismantle the systems that discount our community's shared and diverse humanity. So we are, for the second year in a row, raising funds for Together for Youth, which is a trans-supportive youth organization in Duluth. They lost their entire library of materials in a fire a year ago, and so we are raising money this year to replace as many of those materials as we can. So far, we've raised about $945. And we did a raffle for a print made by Warrior Printress here in town. And then we are also doing, we did a bucket challenge where we had three different folks raising money, and whoever raised the most got a bucket of water dumped on them. So that happened at 4.
Well, one of the things that pops out in my mind is we recently redid our pamphlet to be more inclusive of trans and non-binary folks, that in not just women identifying as women. And so that kind of stood out as like questions about that's something different that we're doing now, and seemed really appreciated by some community members.
So this organization formed the day after the November election in 2016, and it had become very clear to a lot of us that where we thought we were in this country is not where we actually were. And so this organization focuses a lot on trying to address everyday sexism or bridge gaps. We've got a committee that works specifically on bridging gaps of communication between different groups and trying to work together. And then also on women and non-gender binary folks in leadership roles and how they are perceived differently than other, than men generally.
You can find us on Facebook. We're just Feminist Action Collective. We have a public and a private group. And you can also find us at feministactioncollective.org.
Nanette Stearns from Quatrefoil Library.
Our old friends at Quatrefoil Library in the Twin Cities. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Happy to be here. Yeah.
And what are you up to at the festival today?
Well, we're selling some buttons to promote the library, selling some extra books from our stock, and just getting to know people up in the Duluth Superior area. We also have a lot of really fun buttons that are being done for a fundraiser for the library. Yeah, our location is in Minneapolis, but we try to get to all the regional prides so that we can just get to know people in the community, encourage them to come and visit us when they're in the cities, and then bring some books out to the community just so they can kind of see the things we offer. We're qlibrary.org. We also have a Facebook presence and a Twitter feed. So sign up and you can learn more about us.
Eva Wood from Outfront Minnesota's anti-violence program.
And you've actually been on the podcast before. How you been?
I have, and good to see you again. I enjoyed my last experience on the podcast.
What did we talk about last time, just briefly to remind people?
Yeah, last time we were talking about rates of violence in the LGBTQ community and ways that LGBTQ folks can reach out for services if they have experienced violence.
Yeah, and this was a while ago, but I understand there's actually been some progress. There's obviously still a lot of work to be done, but there's been some progress made and some exciting new things happening at Outfront since then.
Yes. Yeah, our program has grown, so we're a larger staff now. We are also working pretty closely with some statewide coalitions on helping shelters become more inclusive, especially of trans women and gay and bisexual and queer men.
And of course, that's just one thing that Outfront does. Y'all do tons of stuff. What are you up to at the festival here today?
Yeah, at the festival, we're tabling and chatting with folks about our services. We have a youth in schools program as well. Another thing that we're really busy on this year is our organizing department is working on voter registrations and voter turnout for the upcoming election in November. We've got some t-shirts for sale. We've got some buttons and some stickers. Folks can sign up if they want to volunteer.
Well, looks like you got a line forming here, so I'm going to let you get back to the festival. Thank you very much for your time. I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks. See you soon.
TC Pride Podcast is a production of the Non-Pod, nonprofit podcast community, and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes, on Android, or by email at tcpridepodcast.org. Because we're in this together. Non-Pod turns your email newsletter, blog, or video content into a more powerful, more personal, more intimate, on-demand listening experience. Your podcast. Your story. Your voice. Simplified. Amplified. Learn more now at nonpod.com.